Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
The Workplace Trap That Destroys Good People. Wisdom Seeds. org/The Workplace Trap That Destroys Good People YP Not every workplace trap looks dangerous at the beginning. Some traps look like opportunities. Others look like harmless compromises. A good person can slowly become dishonest, bitter, prideful, or spiritually empty without noticing the change happening inside. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 says, "Do not be misled, bad company corrupts good character." Environment matters. The people around you influence your thinking, speech, and behavior more than you realize. A worker joins co-workers who constantly mock integrity. At first, he stays quiet. Months later, he starts laughing at the same corruption he once rejected. A woman enters a workplace where gossip spreads daily. Eventually, she joins conversations she once considered wrong. Compromise usually grows slowly. Nobody wakes up planning to destroy their character. Small compromises create bigger compromises later. Daniel faced this pressure in Babylon. He worked inside a pagan government filled with corruption and idolatry, yet Daniel remained faithful to God. Daniel 1 verse 8 says, "Daniel resolved not to defile himself." That decision happened before temptation intensified. You must decide your values before pressure arrives. The workplace can also trap people through greed. 1 out of 3, why do you sacrifice everything chasing promotion and money? They neglect family. Ignore health. Abandon spiritual life. Years later, they gain status but lose peace. Mark 8 verse 36 says, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" Success without God creates emptiness no salary can fix. Another dangerous trap is comparison. Social media worsens this problem daily. A man sees old classmates buying houses and expensive cars online. Suddenly, he feels behind in life. He starts making reckless financial decisions, trying to impress people. Comparison destroys gratitude. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 4 says, "All toil and all achievement spring from one person's envy of another." Envy leads to exhaustion because somebody else always appears more successful. The workplace also tests integrity. A manager asks you to manipulate numbers dishonestly. Co-workers pressure you to lie for convenience. Clients offer shortcuts that violate your convictions. Those moments reveal character. Proverbs 11 verse 3 says, "The integrity of the upright guides them." Integrity protects you even when dishonesty appears profitable. One employee may cheat for a promotion. Another may remain honest and advance more slowly. 2/3 in the end, character outlasts shortcuts. The workplace should not become your identity. Your job matters, but your soul matters more. If work becomes your God, work will eventually crush you because no career can carry the weight of your identity. Your worth does not come from position, salary, or titles. Your worth comes from God. Work faithfully. Serve honestly. But never lose yourself chasing success that cannot satisfy your soul. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3rd.